Okay, here's a headline that's come out of Dubai in the past 24 hours. Crown Prince buys camel for record-setting price of $2.7 million. It was a part of a United Arab Emirates festival aiming to celebrate and preserve the region's cultural heritage. Now, one of the seven United Arab Emirates, Dubai's modern heritage includes successfully completing the world's tallest man-made structure, man-made islands, imported dolphins, 28 of them last fall, flown to the small country via DC-10. It is one of the fastest-growing cities in the world. Now, for weeks here at the Bryant Park Project, whenever we see one of those Dubai does fill-in-the-blank headlines, we've had a collective "What up, Dubai?" moment. So on Sunday, when I saw in the New York Times travel section one of its 36 hours in pieces, and it was 36 hours in Dubai, I knew it was perfect for Ripped Off from the headlines. Danielle Pergament wrote the story. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So you're a travel writer. You've been all over the world, but you had never been to Dubai. What made you want to try Dubai?
I've always kind of been fascinated because you hear Vegas on steroids. It's kind of hard to imagine until you're actually there. So, and 36 hours seems like the right amount of time that you want to be there.
So, Dubai, originally built by Persian traders, it's grown to have this population of about 1.4 million. Can you give us an example of something you saw that really captured the current personality of Dubai?
It's so funny. As soon as I got there, I was in one of these markets that sells fake handbags, and all the vendors are outside screaming to get you into their stalls, and they're all screaming, "Genuine fake, genuine fake."
That's
And it
good.
seemed like such a great metaphor for the whole city.
That's pretty good.
That's hilarious. You wrote about one bar. If you ever thought the Great Pyramids of Egypt were missing tequila shooters and an observation deck, China Moon Champagne Bar is the place for you. So obviously many people are there on business, but what type of people go there for pleasure?
I think it's probably one and the same. I think it's very much they've got a ton of Europeans, they got a ton of Arabs and Middle Easterners, and Dubai is sort of like the place that you can go in the region and for all sorts of debauchery. And that's also that particular bar is the home of the $60 glass of champagne.
Wow.
So you're certainly getting a lot of people with money.
So what constitutes debauchery in Dubai?
You name it. In fact, I think that gambling, there's rumors that gambling is going to be legalized soon. But certainly there's nightclubs are huge there. Nightclubs are sort of as close as you can get to indigenous culture in some ways. And drinking and shopping and spending tons of money and staying out till all hours. And there's rumors that the Burj Al Arab, which is sort of that famous hotel that looks like a sail from the side, there's rumors that it was built ashore so that when gambling becomes legal, they're going to be the first ones to offer it.
You should also say it's in a very Islamic country, and what makes it, or emirate, and what makes it particularly interesting is that, don't you think, Danielle, that confluence of the very extreme people who are very fundamentalist. You can see a woman wearing a full black abaya and walking along with her daughter who might be wearing cut-off denim shorts and a tank top.
Yes, and you know what? That I was expecting that, and that's certainly all over the place. But what was really surprising is I went to the Mall of the Emirates, the largest shopping mall in the world. It's about to be, usurped by a bigger one. But they had an abaya fashion show, and these were some of the sexiest pieces of clothing, let alone abayas, I'd ever seen. Lacy arms and exposed midriff. It's really it's a real dichotomy.
It's interesting. In one of the restaurant reviews you wrote, you can only take so much newness before the urge for authenticity strikes. Veer off to one of the city's most historical restaurants, the curiously named Special Ostadi Restaurant. The small spot is 41 years old, ancient by Dubai standards. Explain to people why
one of the best places in Dubai.
Explain why that's considered ancient.
Well, it grew so quickly, so fast, and it's still growing. Purportedly 80% of the world's construction cranes are in Dubai. And the only way to explain it to somebody who hasn't been there is sort of like, imagine if New York City was being built all at once.
Huh.
And the tops of every building is not quite done. A place that old, a place that is, several generations old, that was started by the current proprietor's father, when he came from Tehran years ago, it had a real authenticity to it. And the people who were there were locals. It wasn't tourists. It wasn't it was also incredibly affordable. So it was really different from the other, all these really flashy Vegas-type South Beach-style hotel bars and restaurants.
You bring me to an interesting point. Where are the locals? Where do they go? As we hear about this most expensive hotel and this indoor skiing rink, you know, ski slopes.
Right.
What is left for the locals?
Well, it depends how you define local also. When I was there, I actually only met one person who was born and raised in Dubai. Most of the workforce in Dubai is from Pakistan and India. And they are having a very different experience from the tourists who come through the area. In fact, there have been some issues with human rights within the workforce.
Continue.
Go ahead.
No, you continue.
Well, so you don't really see it sort of... When somebody's visiting Dubai, they rarely see, you know, sort of the not great living conditions mm-hmm. of the Indians and Pakistanis who come to work for very little.
Now, Dubai was once very rich in oil, but there are concerns its reserves may wane in the next 20 to 40 years. So is it really clear that the tourist dollar is what's going to keep Dubai going?
It seems that way. It seems the tourist dollar and the dollar from the oil. I mean, if it's not their oil, they are, you know, certainly a hub of oil money.
Hmm.
And they have, you know, it's no coincidence that they also have the world's largest man-made port. You know, they have the world's largest everything, but the port is also sort of symbolic of what they're hoping to, you know, they're hoping to be that hub in the area.
And before I let you go, what was the one craziest, over-the-top thing that you saw?
Oh, my God, it's so hard to...
Pick one?
just one. Probably flying over the islands of the world. Or the world's tallest building. It's so hard. How do I even... It was flying over the archipelago, a man-made archipelago of the world.
Travel writer Danielle Pergament joined us. She wrote the New York Times article, 36 Hours in Dubai. It's actually one of the most emailed in the top five today. So congratulations on that, Danielle.
Oh, good. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, coming up today, it's International Roma Day. Did you know? We're going to find out who the Roma are and how they are celebrating this day and what issues are facing the Romani community.
And inside the world of professional autograph seekers. All that in the ramble. This is the BPP from NPR News.